Of all the crappy nights I've ever had in the whole of my crap life. On a scale of 1 to 10, we're talking a -6. And it's not like I have very high standards. Rain spatters down my collar as I shift from one blistered foot to the other. I'm holding my denim jacket over my head as a makeshift umbrella, but it's not exactly waterproof. I just want to get home, kick off these stupid boots and run a hot bath. But we've been waiting here for 10 minutes and there's no sign of a cab. My toes are agony. I'm never buying shoes from Cut Price Fashion again. I bought these boots last week in the sale. Flat black patent. I only ever wear flats. They were half a size too small, but the girl said they would stretch and that they made my legs look really long. Honestly, I'm the world's biggest sucker. We're all standing on some corner in southwest London that I've never been to, with music from the club pounding faintly below our feet. Carolyn's sister is a promoter and got us discounted entry, so that's why we schlepped all the way here. Only now we have to get home, and I'm the only one looking for a cab. Fee has commandeered a nearby doorway and has her tongue down the throat of the guy she chatted up earlier. He's cute, but a lot shorter than Fee. But then, a lot of guys are, given she's nearly 6 feet tall. She has long dark hair and a wide mouth, and an oversized laugh to match. When Fee is really tickled by something, she brings the whole office to a standstill. A few feet away, Carolyn and Debs are sheltering underneath a newspaper, caterwauling, "It's raining men," as if they're still on the karaoke stage.
"Lexi!"
Debs yells.
"It's raining men!"
Her long blonde hair is all ratty in the rain, but she's still bright-faced. "It isn't bloody raining men," I call back. "It's just raining." I normally love karaoke, but I'm not in a singing mood tonight. I feel all sore inside, like I want to curl up away from everyone. If only Loser Dave had turned up like he promised. After all those "love you, Lexi" texts, after vowing to be here at 10. I sat waiting all that time watching the door. Now I feel like a moron. Loser Dave works in car telesales and has been my boyfriend since last summer. I don't call him Loser Dave to insult him. It's his nickname. No one knows how he got it, and he won't tell. In fact, he's always trying to make people call him something else. He started referring to himself as Butch because he reckons he looks like Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction. He has a buzz cut, I suppose, but the resemblance ends there. Anyway, to his workmates, he's just Loser Dave, the way I'm Snaggletooth. I've been called that since I was 11, and sometimes Snaggle Hair. To be fair, my hair is pretty frizzy, and my teeth are kind of crooked. I'm planning to fix my teeth as soon as I've got the cash, i.e. probably never. It's not just Loser Dave standing me up that's bothering me. It's the bonuses. Today was the end of the financial year at work. It turns out the company's 2003 to 2004 sales were better than anyone expected. Everyone started gabbing about how they were going to spend the money. Carolyn started planning a holiday to New York. Debs booked highlights at Nicky Clark. Fee called Harvey Nichols and reserved herself a new cool bag called a Paddington or something. And then there was me, with nada. To get a bonus, you have to have worked for the company for a year, and I missed qualifying by a week. It's so unfair. I'm telling you, if they asked me what I thought about it, like Simon Johnson would ever ask the opinion of an associate junior sales manager, flooring. That's the other thing. I have the worst job title ever. It hardly even fits on my business card. The longer the title, the crappier the job. They think they'll blind you with words and you won't notice you've been stuck with the lousy account no one else wants to work on. A car splashes through a puddle near the pavement and a shower of water hits me in the face. From the doorway, I can hear Fee hotting things up with the cute guy. I catch a few words and, despite my mood, have to clamp my lips together so I don't laugh. Months ago, we'd had a girls' night in and ended up confessing all our dirty talk secrets. Fee said she uses the same line each time and it works a treat. "I think my underwear's melting off." Debs confessed that the only word she can use without cracking up during sex is "hot." So all she ever says is, "I'm hot. You're so hot. This is really hot."